This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Earlier this month, the Illinois Supreme Court announced the appointment of Erica Harold as the new executive director of its Commission on Professionalism. Originally from Urbana, Harold is an attorney educated at Harvard Law School. She paid for her education in part by competing in Miss America pageants, crowned Miss Illinois 2002, Miss America 2003. She's since been practicing law in Chicago and Champaign. She's also been involved in politics, speaking at the 2004 Republican National Convention, running against Congressman Rodney Davis in 2014, and being the Republican nominee for Illinois Attorney General 4 years ago. Erica Harold, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I do want to spend some time talking about professionalism in the law and civility and diversity and wellness and everything else that's part of your new role. But before we get to that, I do want to ask you about another big story in the news, and that's the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. What do you think of President Biden's selection?
One of the things I can say from a personal perspective, as a Black woman, I felt an extreme amount of pride watching her be nominated and hearing about her background. The American Bar Association's Standing Committee on the Federal Judiciary rated her as well qualified, which is the highest rating they can give. And hearing the way she conducted herself during her hearings, I think really speaks to her breadth of experience. And there were so many people from all walks of life who I heard express pride in the nomination and a sense of being able to relate to her, whether it was as a Black woman, as a mother, watching just her career and experience. I think a lot of people have a sense of optimism regardless of their political background.
In our previous segment, I played a piece of tape of Senator Cory Booker talking about that pride that people were expressing to him and that he felt. I won't replay the whole thing, but let's listen to an edited clip of that.
You're a person that is so much more than your race and gender. You're a Christian, you're a mom, you're an intellect, you love books. But for me, I'm sorry, it's hard for me not to look at you and not see my mom. I see my ancestors and yours. You have earned this spot. You are worthy. You are a great American. And I know what it's taken for you to sit in that seat.
There was an outpouring just in response to those comments alone. I wonder if they resonated with you.
I absolutely felt the pride that Senator Booker was describing, particularly when you think about the way in which Black women tend to be underrepresented in the legal profession and face certain stigmas and biases, and oftentimes are still mistaken for the court reporter as opposed to the attorney coming to do the deposition. Being able to see someone so well-credentialed, so accomplished, be able to be nominated to our nation's highest court, I think it's not only a sense of pride for people, but a sense of optimism about where we can go in the future and increasing equity and representation for all Americans.
You've been open in the past about people using racist slurs in conversation with you. Just 4 years ago, you were also snubbed by party officials when you challenged Congressman Davis in 2014. I wonder if you see a through line in your own experiences and the way some commentators and senators treated Judge Jackson, right? The LSAT scores and all that.
I think that oftentimes women of color are underestimated when they step into an environment in an arena. And being able to conduct yourself with poise, with composure, as Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson did, I think provides a real model of civility and professionalism. And I hope, though, as time goes on, we won't have to have people to continue to show that kind of composure under difficult circumstances, because the goal is to actually be able to reduce those circumstances so people's achievements can be able to be celebrated and they won't have to go into an arena as the first steeled to face those kind of dismissive attacks. One of the things that I hope to do as executive director of this Commission on Professionalism is really to highlight the ways certain groups of people are treated with those sorts of incivil comments and sexist comments and racist comments, and talk about the way in which it diminishes our entire profession and system if we allow those things to go unchecked.
Well, let's turn to the commission. Now, I was covering the Illinois Supreme Court for the Chicago Daily Law Bulletin newspaper back in 2005 when then Chief Justice Bob Thomas began this push to formalize training in civility and professionalism in the law. How did you come to be involved in that?
I came to be involved in 2017 when I was appointed as a commissioner on the commission, and I was able to see for the past several years firsthand the incredible work that's done being able to promote civility, professionalism, integrity, and inclusivity throughout the judiciary and lawyers. The Illinois Supreme Court has done a wonderful job of championing these as being core elements of the profession, not just as being add-ons or afterthoughts, really saying these should be the benchmarks and the hallmarks of what it means to be a good lawyer and a good judge in Illinois. And so that's how I became to be involved. And that's why I'm so honored to have this new opportunity, because I've seen how effective this work is, and I've seen the support that the Illinois Supreme Court has for these sort of values.
You know, we're at this moment in American culture and history where civility does not seem to be a universally prized value. Say what you will about the former president, I think that a lot of people sort of appreciated, you know, the way he was no holds barred, I guess, would be the way that his supporters would say that. But, you know, we also have Chris Rock making a tasteless joke and Will Smith battering him on live television. Can you talk about this moment we're in and the role of the law in promoting civility more broadly?
What an excellent question and observation, because right now we are at this point where some people are wondering, is civility a sign of weakness? Is civility just passivity? And I believe that civility is strength, because it's being able to maintain your core values regardless of the environment. Civility in the legal profession in particular actually enhances the quality of services that you can give to clients. I'm a litigator, and so I've seen what happens when you have incivility break down the process. It increases delays for your clients. It increases the expenses. And so it's not just about people being nice to each other and getting along. It's about maintaining a fidelity to the core elements of the profession to make sure that we're delivering effective, cost-effective services to people. But I think one of the things I would love to accomplish in this next year with the commission is having people understand that civility is not about just courtesy and kindness. It's about making sure that you are strong in your skill set so that you don't have to resort to sort of pettiness and attacks. You're able to be an effective advocate for your client without having to resort to those sorts of things.
You've been an attorney for much of the time. I think pretty much all the time you've been an attorney, Illinois has had continuing legal education requirements. But that is still, only 15 or so years old in Illinois. And I know lawyers who were attorneys before that and kind of rolled their eyes, especially at some of the, you know, the professionalism or civility. Do you find yourself having to convince people to take this more seriously and the work of the commission more seriously?
Because of the quality of the programs and conferences and collaborations that the commission has had, and especially because of the support of the judiciary, I think lawyers throughout Illinois are really beginning to embrace civility as a core element of professionalism. What we've been able to see, we do a civility survey every 7 years, and what we've been able to see in our most recent results in 2021 is that there was an increase in civility among lawyers in the profession, which shows that these programs are effective and that this sense of professionalism and civility as being a core element of being a lawyer is starting to become part of the fabric of the profession. One of the things, though, that we did see is that in the survey, although incivility overall is decreased among lawyers in Illinois, there has been an increase among incivility on issues like race, sex, gender, age. And so we want to highlight both the effectiveness of the programs, but the need to understand that there are certain attorneys who are still being disproportionately targeted by incivil comments based on demographics. And I'd like to encourage everyone to think about the role that they can play in being an ally and recognizing that it's not just the burden of the person who's being targeted to stand up for themselves. It's really the burden for everyone who sees it happening or knows that it's happening to figure out how can we take action so that we can create a system that's inclusive for everyone.
Let me take a moment to reintroduce my guest. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Erica Harold, who's an attorney from Urbana originally. She's practiced law in Chicago and Champaign, and she will soon. She has been appointed to be the new executive director of the Supreme Court Commission on Professionalism. She's been involved with the commission since 2017. You said something struck me, that civility is up overall, or perceptions of civility are up overall, but there is this perception of comments targeted specifically at individual demographic groups. Can you say more about that? What's behind that?
We're still trying to figure out exactly what's behind it, but I do think if you look across society as a whole, not just the legal profession, but if you look to see some of the trends that we've seen in the past couple of years, there are groups of people that are being targeted when they advocate for their rights or when they're just going about their day representing their clients, being in the courtroom. And so we want to highlight not just the progress that's being made, but the specific progress that still remains to be made. There's a sense of urgency about making sure that the system is inclusive for everyone, because ultimately the goal of the commission, when you look at the elements of diversity, professionalism, civility, integrity, it's to make sure that we as Illinois lawyers and the judiciary, we are delivering effective, fair, equitable services to everyone. That's core to our constitutional values of due process and equal protection. People have to be treated fairly and equally. And if we see these elements of bias, even if they're just targeted towards a small group of people, that still doesn't meet our standard and goal, aspirationally as well, of being able to have a system that includes everyone and represents everyone.
So some of the work of the commission, we've been talking about professionalism, ethics, diversity as well. There's also wellness. And I was intrigued by that because lawyers, especially, you know, the stereotypical junior associate at a high-powered big city firm, they're known for having punishing hours. I wonder if that's something the commission has thought about, wants to look at possibly changing, and how it might do so.
Trying to highlight issues of wellness for attorneys has been a core value and core priority for the commission, and it will continue to be because it ties into so many of the issues we've been discussing. You correctly noted, in the legal profession, it's sort of a hallmark of the profession to work these long punishing hours, and nobody wants to be viewed as weak, and so people will push themselves. But what that often does is it ends up hurting clients, because that's when mistakes start to happen. That's when burnout starts to happen. That's when you start to see an increase of substance abuse, things that ultimately undermine someone's ability to be an effective advocate. And so the commission was instrumental with other groups around Illinois to advocate for the inclusion of a wellness and substance abuse component to the CLE requirements, because we want people to think proactively about what are the steps you need to take to make sure that you don't find yourself burnt out, overextended, and incapable of recognizing the boundaries of good behavior and good lawyering, and moving over to behaviors that ultimately undermine your client and your level of professionalism. So that will be a core priority going forward.
You've been open about your own experience of incivility, I guess would be a light way to describe it. Bullying in high school, racist comments that it made you want to change schools. Can you talk about that background and how that relates to the work you're doing today?
Yes. When I was applying for this job, I sat down and sort of thought about the key elements in my life that made me motivated to want to be engaged in this work and to have the ability to lead the profession, the commission, if selected. And one of the core experiences for me did happen when I was in high school. When I was in the ninth grade, I was the victim of severe racial and sexual harassment that started with name calling, teasing, taunting, escalated to vandalism of our family's home, and ultimately escalated to death threats. And I was forced to transfer to a different high school. And at the time, it was devastating and demoralizing because I felt on some level that I had left a situation instead of making it better. Over time, people told me remaining in a hostile, toxic environment is not a sign of strength, but it made me want to fight for people who are marginalized and don't have a voice. I had people around me in high school that were wonderfully supportive, and they helped to cultivate my sense of resilience. And that experience of feeling marginalized and excluded made me want to become an attorney because I wanted to develop the traits to be able to advocate for other people. But I also wanted to work to change the overall acceptance of this sort of incivility as being acceptable behavior. I remember when I was in high school talking to the administrators about what I was experiencing, and one of the administrators said, "You need to learn how to separate the wheat from the chaff, and you need to be very careful about accusing somebody of harassing you, because 10, 20, 30 years from now, they will live with the pain of what it felt like to be accused of harassing someone. And in that moment, I thought that's exactly the wrong framing of this. It's about the impact on people who are subjected to that kind of cruelty. What does their lives look like 10, 20, 30 years from now? And I committed to myself that if I ever had the opportunity to advocate for people to be protected from harassment and incivility, that I would do it. And so for me, having this role at this point in time in our country and our profession is an incredible honor, because on some level, I get to make good with that 13-year-old that I was, and to continue to champion ideas that promote protection and civility for everyone.
Thank you so much for sharing that experience of yours. I have to say, we've only got about a minute left in our conversation. I don't want to let you go without asking you, though, about politics. You've been involved in politics for a long time. There have been very few people with African-American heritage who've run as Republicans in Illinois. You're one of them. Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin is another. He's running for governor this year. Do you have any advice for him running statewide?
In this new role, which really does transcend politics, I will leave all of the political advice and commentary to other people. And one of the things I would say, though, is as it relates to politics and this commission, we really do want to help lawyers give them the tools to be able to navigate these incredibly politically controversial topics, because as the election cycle heats up, people are going to find themselves having these conversations around deeply held values that are very contentious. And if we can use the elements of civility to be able to navigate conversations, to be able to express yourself in a way that's respectful of other people, I think lawyers can really be perhaps the champions, ambassadors of a less toxic, more civil discourse.
Erica Harold has been appointed the executive director of the Commission on Professionalism from the Illinois Supreme Court. Erica Harold, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st show.
Thank you so much for having me.
More to come after a short break. You're listening to the 21st. Do stay with us.